Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Okay, so I was cleaning. I told you about the ducks that come back to my pool every year, and I had to
figure
out.
You have mentioned them before, yes.
And I checked with Eric Drozd, who works at our sister station, because his wife-to-be is, she's a vet.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells me they are the same ducks that keep coming back to the pool every year.
Right.
These ducks have been a source of entertainment and enjoyment and frustration for me. The ducks are very smart now. Like, they don't even, when the dogs go outside, the ducks don't fly away out of the pool. They just swim into the middle of the pool where they know that the dogs can't get them. So the dogs don't care about the ducks anymore. And the ducks don't care about the dogs anymore. And everybody's pooping all over the place. But did I tell you this year, something has changed with the ducks, the duck lover pair of mallards who've been in my pool for like 6 years. This year, they came back and they brought another dude with them.
These ducks are swinging.
These are swinger ducks in my pool.
So what kind of neighborhood do you, Forest Heights? You should be ashamed of yourself. The entire neighborhood.
I was very confused. Because I thought to myself, well, maybe the ducks are like real people. Perhaps they've reached a point in their duck relationship where they think we need to spice things up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they've decided to become polyamorous ducks and give it a try. But at first, I couldn't figure it out because the sometimes it would be her and just one duck. And then sometimes it was all three of them. And then sometimes it was just the two boy ducks, male ducks. So honestly, all I do is think about the damn ducks in my pool. Well, this weekend, it must have been the time, you
mating
know,
season.
The time for the ducks to get down to business, so to speak. Can I tell you how terrible I feel for Daffy? That poor girl in my pool, she was busy.
Daisy Duck.
Daisy.
Daffy's the guy.
Daffy's the guy. Thank you. Daisy.
I just want to make sure we're understanding here the duck genders.
There was scandalous duck things happening in my backyard. There was fighting and there was fornicating and there was duck sauerkraut burning. And then she would get upset.
It's the same obviously. As fornicating kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
who got the bill for all of it? Thank you, Polly.
Maybe Daisy's a working woman. Maybe you're right.
Whoa.
Maybe it's not a polyamorous thing at all. Oh, my God. My pool's a brothel.
God. Where do they have to send them? Anyway, I'm not even going to get into the pimp duck. I'm not going to get into that.
Okay, but just wait. So as I post a picture of my duck, my three ducks on my Facebook page this weekend to tell everybody I have polyamorous ducks. These are free-spirited ducks I have at my house. Because I could see that everybody was kind of, you know, doing the things that animals do around this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said to me,
don't do this. Please don't do this. Don't stop. We got to move on.
Google the okay. duck, the thing the duck, the boy ducks have.
See, listen.
Penis. You can say penis. We say penis. We say.
I have enough self-esteem issues, okay? I don't need this at 8:12 on a Monday morning.
Did you Google it?
I don't want...
Did you Google it?
I have a hard enough time over here, okay?
Polly, did you see the...
Saw it.
No wonder that duck is in a tear. She's in a bad mood. She had to deal with two of those. Two!
This is
What is
not...
happening? If you have not ever Googled that...
Do not Google that.
You
There's
need to
no
Google
need.
It.
There's no need in your life to Google
I've
those two words together.
I've never seen anything like it. It was unbelievable. I did not know. I did not know.
I'm just going to go home.
You know what's going to happen?
I'm going home.
Okay, well, you go home, but...
And I'm not going to Google those two words.
You should.
No. Nope.
Why don't you... What we're going to need now is, like, Maury Povich to come to my house in a few weeks and to decide whose baby ducks these are.
What
you
we need...
are the father.
What we need is an intervention for you, you sick
all
freak.
All I do is watch the polyamorous ducks.
And
all
Google
I do.
Those
no,
words.
No, somebody told me to Google
did
it.
Did you Google it?
I totally did.
See? And Polly did? Y'all a bunch of freaks up in
Polly.
Here.
Polly.
I can't believe the company filter let that through.
Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
Hi, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily.
I'm just calling about your duck.
No, Emily, we're not.
Yes, I'm right
Stop
here, Emily.
It. Emily?
Don't listen to him.
I just wanted to let you know, when I was younger, I had to do a speech on ducks, and we used to do that. And the woman has anatomy that can, like, shut out the duck and make other canals so that the one duck can't, like, fertilize the eggs, and only the one duck that she wants to fertilize her eggs will find those eggs.
So that's why there was the big fight, because the one couldn't get what it wanted?
That's right.
Sheepers, this is fascinating.
Emily,
the things we learn, I know.
Have you ever Googled duck anatomy in your life?
No, and I'm like really scared to.
No, no,
girl,
Emily,
don't
do it. Totally do it.
Don't
it's,
do it.
It's astounding. I mean, I'm just impressed. You should
well,
do
I'm
it.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Freak.
Yeah, off work time.
You're all sick. You're all sick and twisted.
Thank you for the, so what you're saying is this is not abnormal duck behavior for there to be one female and two males in my yard.
I don't think so.
Okay, now we know.
Yeah, She knows what she wants.
Hi, Country 106.7. Who's this?
Hi, it's Ashley. How are you?
Good, Ashley. How are you?
Good. So I'm a very curious person. And I Googled it.
Why?
You did.
Because I'm a curious person, and I like to learn new things.
Do you know what curiosity does, right?
Killed the duck.
Yeah, killed. Okay, Ashley, tell us what you learned.
So they're male members. Some of them have ones that are spiked to fight off the other male swimmers that would be inside the female duck.
Oh, my God.
Gives a whole new meaning to the word sword fight.
Yeah, exactly. But did you also know that the male duck will grow a new member every year?
What now?
Yep.
What?
And
what?
Its size varies depending on last year's competition.
This is fascinating.
So the more competition there is, the bigger it has to be to fend off the other potential suitors.
I guess so.
Maybe.
That must be why all the boys love to walk around naked in the change room, because it'll make it bigger. Is that why?
It'd be nice if we adapted that as well.
if we grew a new which part should we do?
I think we're talking about breasts now.
Oh
no, men.
Oh, you want to grow a new man every year?
Yeah.
I get it.
What the hell, right? That is crazy, Ashley. I'm learning so much more. I can't wait to go home to my duck brothel and watch some more. Observe.
It was kind of fascinating.
You want to come over? You can come over. We can we can do some scientific studies together.
Sure, I'll grab the wine.
Yeah, see, that's how it always happens that way, doesn't it?
What did you guys do last night? We drank a bottle of wine and watched ducks have sex. What did you do?
Okay, Freaky McFree. You know what? Ashley, you are the perfect listener for this radio program.
Yes, you are.
Thank
I love
you.
It. I love it.
Thank you.
Good research by you.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.